Hello, I want to welcome everyone to my first podcast. My name is Minister Peggy Ortiz, and I'm from About My Father's Business, New Outlook on Life Ministries, and we are an open church located in Fort Collins, Colorado. And I just thank everyone again for joining me today. The scripture reference today is coming from Proverbs 3. And it's the 5th verse through the 6th verse. And this was a verse when I first started my walk with the Lord. It was the first verse that I memorized. And I memorized it like this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. And I'm looking at the Amplified version, which says, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths. And I also want to read from the Passion as well. You give me a moment. All right, Proverbs 3 from the Passion Bible, and it says, trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on him to guide you, and he will lead you in every decision you make. Become intimate with him in whatever you do, and he will lead you wherever you go. Father, I thank you for your word today, and I pray that as the message comes forth, Lord, that you will give us instructions, Father, on how to truly trust you in these last days. And I thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Today, my pastor and I were bringing a word to a particular group of people today, and you can see there was so much hurt and so much pain in these people. And yesterday, as I was just walking around and just thinking about many things, the Lord brought this particular scripture to my mind. It says, trust in the Lord. It doesn't say trust in your family members, trust in your government, trust in your vitamins, trust in your medication, trust in your doctors. It says trust in the Lord. The Lord was first and foremost in everything. He came before anything was ever created. And we need to go back to him for the things that we need and ask him for direction and guidance and trust him. And, you know, during these times, it's hard, it's difficult. You know, in my walk with the Lord, you know, in the beginning, it's exciting when you're first getting to know the Lord and you're trusting him. But as your walk goes further and deeper, the things that come at you are going to be harder. They're going to come to knock you off balance. They're coming to say, you know what? I'm going to put obstacles on this course while you're running this race. I'm going to make sure you get tripped up with everything that I have. And that's the enemy's hirelings. They will come in. They will come and distract you. I just say pray against distractions, because they will come and they will come hard. And before you know it, you're facing this mountain, and all you can do is think about this mountain instead of telling that mountain how big your God is. That's how distractions will come. They will come to move you from the path that God has for you. And we have to be so resolute. We have to be so strong in our walk, in our conviction with the Lord, that says, you know what, devil, you can bring what you want to bring, but I know that my God is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond what I even ask or think. And that's how we have to wake up in the morning. We shouldn't be waking up in the morning checking our phones. We should be checking in with the Lord. Lord, what do you have today for me, Lord? Thank you for waking me up and giving me the right mindset this morning to think about you first, not my phone. not the messages that people are sending me, not the news, this negative news that's coming my way. Let me check in with you first, Father, to trust in you. What do you have for me to do today? And we're missing that today, that we're not checking in with our Father to see what he has for us. Imagine all the opportunities because we didn't check in with him to see what he had for us to do, those missed opportunities to pray with someone, to call somebody's name out before the Lord, to intercede on somebody's behalf because we trusted in our electronic that was in our hands instead of, let me trust in my God who can change the situation. Even before I see what's going on in this world, I'm already seeking his face and trusting that even as the news media goes forth with whatever they have to say, my God is saying, go forth and speak what I'm telling you to speak out into the atmosphere. Start changing that atmosphere that the news media doesn't even know what they're doing. They can't even report anything anymore because stuff is getting real nice. Things are changing. Families are coming together. Nobody's backbiting one another. People are not sending ungodly tweets out into the atmosphere. People are actually loving one another, loving God first and foremost, and our neighbor as ourself. And I say thank you, Father, for that. And I was looking up a couple of words. I was looking up believe because I feel that we need to get definitions to really understand some words and the depth of these words. Believe, and this is the meaning that I found, it says, accept as true. Feel sure of the truth. Believe. Accept as true. Feel sure of the truth. What are you believing in? You have to check yourself right now and say, Lord, do I really believe what you're saying? Am I truly your child? Or did I make an emotional decision and now I'm just meandering through life like everybody else, not knowing whether or not I'm truly your child? Because when stuff comes to me, I get panicky and I forget whose I am and who I am supposed to believe in. So first and foremost, make sure that you are truly his, that you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Do not be emotional about this decision. It is the most important decision in your entire life that you can make, knowing that once you die, that you will go to heaven, that you are truly his for eternity. So please make sure of that. Because there's so many people walking around thinking, I'm a good person. I gave my life to the Lord. God ain't looking for good people. He's looking for saved people, people who are sold out for him, people who are saying, I don't care what this world is trying to sell to me. I'm not buying any part of that. I'm making sure that I belong to my Lord and Savior because he did so much on that cross for me, and I am not going to be playing games because he took his actions. He took what the Father said to him seriously, and God is looking at us like, are we serious about our walk? Are we truly serious about serving him? And I have to say that to myself. Am I really serious about my walk? Because he's serious about me, and he wants to see if I'm going to be obedient to do his will. And yes, I've fallen. A lot of us fall. But you know what? Do we get up, dust ourselves up, repent, and move forward, and don't look back? Don't look back. It's so easy for us to look back at our mistakes, and that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to look back and stay there and not move, be paralyzed by fear of our past. Instead of, you know what, Lord, I'm giving you my past. I repent of that stuff. I'm not looking back like Lot's wife, turning into a pillar of salt. He wants to use his children in these last days. We're supposed to do greater things. Miracle signs and wonders are supposed to follow us. And why aren't they following his children? His children are dipping their toes into the world, and they feel like, ooh, this water is so warm. This world is so inviting. And we get all in there. We jump all the way in, and we forgot who we belong to. We're not operating in the things of the flesh, the things of the world, the pride of life. And it's like, really? Jesus is coming back for a bride without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. And how are we going to explain everything that we've done to the Lord? That is going to be a hard day when we stand before the Lord and explain how we misused the time that He gave us. But you know what? He's going to redeem our time right now. Make that decision right now to trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And I thank Him for that, that's what He wants, to turn back to Him like never before. And I thank Him for that. Now, I want to go over the word trust. Trust means firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. Again, trust is firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. We have to, in these last days, and I love it how my pastor says, we have to have total trust. Not only just trust, but total trust, to the point where, I don't know, you've seen those people who do these kind of exercises where the person is behind them, and you got to trust that person that they're going to catch you. And you know, you're feeling like, oh boy, can I trust this person? Or are they just going to let me fall flat? See, we look at that person because we see them and we know, okay, they're going to catch us. We're doing this exercise. Wonderful. Our Father, who we don't see, He says, you can see that and trust that. How about trusting me? Even if you don't see me, His word says that He's there. He will never forsake us, because it's hard to let go of control. We've been in this world for a long time, and we've been operating in the things of this world. People are self-made. People can't be told what to do. I'm grown. Don't tell me what to do. And you know, really? This is where we're at with the Lord, that we're going to tell Him, don't tell me what to do. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm not going to trust you. Because we have things that are so deep down inside of us, that hurt, that pain, that's in that soulish realm, where things that happened to us as children are now operating in us, that we don't even understand why we react to certain things, why we look at people like, I ain't going to trust nobody, nobody's going to hurt me anymore. We got concrete walls, we got barbed wire surrounding that, we built moats, you can't even cross the water into the walls that we built in front of us and around us and behind us, because we don't want nobody ever again to hurt us. But guess what we're doing? We are hurting ourselves, because we're doing the very same thing to our Lord and our Creator, because we don't want to trust Him like that, because of some pain that we don't want to give to the Lord, that He wants to go deep down inside of us where we are hurting, because only He can remove that hurt and pain. Only He can do that transformation. No psychiatrist, I'm not saying that they're not there to help, but you know what? That deep down stuff that we don't want to let nobody know, but God knows. And He's saying, give it to me. Speak it out. Repent of that thing that you're holding on to, that you're so afraid of giving up to the Lord, that you, when you're in your private time, you are rehashing that. You are thinking about it, thinking how it was better, maybe if it was done this way, that way. That is your past. There is nothing more you can do to that past but to give it up to the Lord. And it's hard, but you know what? He's our Father. He will care more about you than any human being can ever care about you ever. The fact that He came down from His throne, from His glory and majesty, to come in the flesh as a vulnerable baby to save you from the madness of this world, to bring you back to Himself, to put you back where you should have been in the garden, to have that kind of unbroken fellowship with our God, that we can call Him, Daddy, I need you. Daddy, I'm hurting. Daddy, I don't know what to do in this situation. Can you imagine calling your Creator Daddy? The Creator of the universe, that you and Him are like that? that every time you turn around, you're saying, Jesus, have a seat here with me. Let's conversate. Jesus, come in my car with me. Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do with this child. I mean, you can talk to him like that, and he gets you like nobody else. What an awesome, awesome, awesome Father and Savior we have, that we can speak to him like that and to trust him like that and to get to know his character. Open up the books. Don't let some pastor just read something to you. Open it up yourself. Examine his words. Let his words transform you from the inside out and see what he can do in your life. I've seen what he did in my life. It has blown me away. And I'm still walking this walk. And sometimes it is not easy. You know, I still have stuff behind me that wants to speak to me, that wants to cause me to doubt my Father. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is still happening in my life, you know, that I still have things that God is removing from my life. If I only trust him like that, if I only step out by faith. And that's why I'm doing this podcast. I am stepping out by faith. It's been years since he called me to do this. But you know what had me? Fear, doubt. I didn't have enough faith in my Creator that he can use me to put out a podcast to touch somebody that needs to hear this. That he wanted to use me, that I said yes to him. But yet I was lagging behind. I was procrastinating because I was thinking about me instead of thinking about who is sending me. He's the one, not me. He's the one that's going to use me as long as I am a yielded vessel. I'm not doing it for myself. I know what he did for me. And I want to be obedient. I want everyone that he's assigned to my hands to know who the Lord is, that they can be used, that they can be delivered from things that he delivered me from, that he's no respecter of person, that he loves us so much, and he will use whomever is available. And there's not a lot of people that are available because there's so many who don't trust him. Because they're comfortable. We in this nation are so comfortable that we don't want to be pressed. We don't want to be prodded. We don't want to be pushed to do anything. Leave me alone. That's too hard. But nothing is impossible to those who believe. You know, the world is doing things for themselves. The world is out there believing in their stuff. We're the ones. His children should be believing in things even the more. We should be making the world jealous. The world isn't even jealous about us because we look just like the world. We don't even trust God. We trust in our things, in our abilities. But people remember who gave us those abilities. You know, gifts come without repentance. Those people that are out there are exercising their gifts, thinking it's them. Not knowing that it's from their Father, their Creator. When the Lord breathed into us, he breathed his qualities, his very essence into us, not in the physical, but his way of thinking, of speaking, of reasoning. Those are the things that he blew into us to see his creation say, you know what, Lord, I don't need you. I got this. Imagine that as a parent. Hearing your children, I got this, you don't need to help me. That hurts. You know, I'm a parent. That hurts when you're trying to give your child godly wisdom and they tell you that they have it. You just got to back up and say okay and not be hurt by it. But imagine our Father's heart, that we hurt him when we don't want to take his word and abide by it and say, you know what, Father, you want me to live wisely in this world, wisely in these last days, to trust you with all of my heart, your mind. You know, he wants us to renew our minds daily. Trust him daily. Seek him daily while he can be found, because there's going to come a day where he's not going to be found. You know, he will come to you for those who are listening or are not believers, and you can feel the Holy Spirit. You can sense. I'm not even going to use feelings in this because feelings is of the flesh. But you can sense the Holy Spirit tugging at you, that you've heard this before. You heard about Jesus Christ who died on the cross for your sins. You heard this. You can hear him calling you to himself. You know this, but you keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it away because you think, I have time, I'm gonna do what I want to do, I don't want anybody to get in the way of my fun, my pleasure. And scripture talks about pleasure for a season is pleasurable. It's pleasure. It's good for a season, you know, while you're into whatever you're into, it feels good. Again, it's only about your flesh and it's only about your feelings. But at the end of all of that, the guilt and shame that overwhelms you because you did what you did and you thought it was going to bring you peace. You thought it was going to bring you something so amazing. And all of a sudden, you have this wave of guilt. You have this wave of shame. You're wondering, why didn't I listen? Why didn't I follow? See, that's the enemy coming at you. He's going to guilt you and shame you until you're so separated from your Creator that you can't even bear coming to him and telling him, Father, forgive me for what I've done. Forgive me that I did not listen to you when you first spoke to me. But I thank God that he gives us multiple chances to get it right. We're not perfect. And he just wants us to rely on him. That as your walk with him grows stronger and stronger, you're looking at sin like, ugh, I don't want no parts of you. Sin comes to kill you and rob you of your destiny, and rob you of your God-given talents to use for his glory. It robs you of peace. Think about it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. We continue to lean on our understanding and think that is the end all that be all. It's about how we think. But our thinking is so off. Our thinking is so messed up. That's why the Lord says, renew your mind daily in his word. That we start speaking things differently because the word says we have the power of life and death in our tongue. He wants us to speak life. He even says, choose life. He's even telling you, choose life and not death. We're so caught up in this world that's coming to an end that we don't even think about heaven. Put heaven in front of you. Put heaven, that's the mark, that's the goal. Heaven is the goal that you are running after, and you are snatching as many people as you can, and we're all running to that goal in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're about to do to your people, that you are firing us up, that we're not playing games anymore with the devil, that we are telling him, back up off of me as we submit to the Lord. We first have to submit to the Lord. Resist the devil. Because when you submit to the Lord, you gain strength, you gain wisdom, you gain understanding and knowledge. Then now you're like, oh no, I'm resisting the devil. I'm not falling for his traps. He knows you well. He's been around for so long. He knows the tricks that will have us bound up. You got to always remember that he is slicker than slick. He knows the buttons that you push. He knows the buttons to push in us. And we have to know our triggers and say, you know what? I know what's going to trigger me. I know what I need to do in this situation. That's wisdom. So submit to the Lord. Resist the devil. He will flee. Why would the word say that if it's not true? We either trust God's word or we don't. We have to let that go so deep down in us that it changes the way we think, the way we speak, the way we walk, the way we talk, that people are going to start saying, there is something about you. you don't get moved by stuff. You don't get moved so easily by what other people say or do. That's how we need to be mature in our Creator, mature in our walk, that nothing and nobody is going to stop us. Yes, we're going to stumble. We're not perfect. But you know what? We don't retreat. When we put on the armor daily, we're supposed to be going forward because God has our back. We're not supposed to retreat. We're supposed to go forward. Yes, it's scary. All you have to say is, Lord, help me. Forgive me, Lord. If I'm not trusting you, help my unbelief. Be for real with God. Be for real with our Lord and Savior. Be for real with the Holy Spirit. He already knows it. Why are we playing around? He already knows it. He will give us the strength because he will never leave us nor forsake us. And I just thank you, Lord, for this time. And I thank you, everyone who is tuning in to listen to this first podcast. I just thank the Lord and I give him all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. And Father, I just thank you, Father, for the ability to do this and just letting your word go forth, Father, in the internet, in social media, wherever it's going to go, that is going to touch someone. And that is what I'm prophesying, that it touches someone to do something that the Lord has asked you to do, that you may be timid like I was. I am no longer timid. I stepped out by faith and I'm doing this, and I'm praying for all of those who are feeling weary, all of those who are feeling scared about what the Lord has called you to do. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He just wants you to do it for his glory, to see the captives free. We are the repairers of the breach. God says in these last days, we're going to do great things for him. Can you imagine just seeing those awesome miracles, signs and wonders following us? Because it's not about us. It's about God using us for his kingdom to touch this hurting world. And I just say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this time. And I just say thank you, everyone, again for listening to this podcast. And just send me any questions, any concerns. And again, thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.